Hawk's Pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Happy Wednesday morning to you. 251-343-0106. Open to anybody except for Grant. Grant is banned from participation. Still to come on the program from SR Communications and the Katie Britt campaign. Sean Ross will join us in about a half hour. Make sure you stay tuned for that. Joining us now in addition to the guest roster, but I wanted to get him on to talk about a bill that has made it through the Senate that would ban or prohibit wakeboarding or wake surfing in certain circumstances. We'll talk to him about that and some other things. But joining us now on the program, State Senator Garland Gudger of Coleman. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on the show this morning.
Hey, thank you for making time, especially on such short notice. But I wanted to get you on. I've gotten some I guess some emails about this, and I'm not really up on this like I should be, but looking at a Dylan Smith story here on Yellowhammer News, Senate Bill 281, you and Senator Wagner had a bill, and tell us kind of the inspiration for this, what it does, and kind of where it's headed.
Well, first of all, Jeff, thanks for allowing me to come on the show and explain this bill a little bit more. There is a lot of controversy that's around this bill, and it's because of misguided information. So please allow me to be able to tell the truth and the history of this bill, so thank you for that. To begin with, this is a bill having to do with wake surfing, okay? A lot of people compare the two, wakeboarding and wake surfing, together. It is, this bill has, there is, since it's more of a new sport that has come in recently, this is something that has not been, had any laws or anything about on the Water Patrol from ALEA, the Law Enforcement Agency of Alabama. And so they came to me and Jabbo Wagner, since we both deal with a lot that's on Smith Lake, and said, we need something that we can use as a tool to be able to minimize and be able to minimize citations at the same time, talk to people and educate people about safety when they are wake surfing. And so we sat down and we found out that 80% of their complaints on a daily basis for the last year has been with wake surfing and wake and the wakes that are called from it. So we did sit down to try to create a new statute dealing with a new sport. And what we ended up doing is we talked to marina owners, property owners, ALEA, the Water Patrol, individual people that have do wake surfing, which I've dealt with the world champion Kane Ward and his father Justin that's on Smith Lake, and that's what they do, and are obviously we're very proud of them being able to be in our my district in Smith Lake in Coleman, Alabama. So what this bill does not ban wake surfing at all, and I need to get that put out there immediately. This does allow safety for people that are on the shore, whether you're swimming, paddle boarding, you're going to be tubing on the side. This bill makes you pull away from the shore about 200 feet from the shore or a structure that sticks out into the water. So, for example, a dock or something that sticks out, that's a structure in the water. This allows enough room for you to have safety for people 200 feet to the shore and allows for that wake to disperse the time it hits the shore, which also eliminates the erosion of the shoreline. Going through this bill, we made sure that it talked about wake surfing only, and that also includes the definition of that, which is people that are operating the boat, doing the actual sport itself. There's a lot of people that are especially younger enthusiasts that do wake surfing that still do it behind propeller props on their boats, and sometimes they get 5 feet from it because you're trying to get to the biggest wake that you can to surf those wakes. And there's a problem. There's certain things for safety while that we've had incidences on some of the lakes in Alabama that we're trying to make sure that people are provided with safety regulations and how to do the sport properly. So does it ban this? It does in certain spots Alabama on the lake, like if you were going up into a slough that wasn't 400 foot wide, then it would do that. But most larger sloughs are wider than that, first of all. And then second of all, if you're in a major body of water, then it doesn't band at all. So it does do it from going down into sloughs, turning around and hurting people's docks as the big wakes come through there. But it does have to be 200 feet on either side of the boat so that you're able to do that safely. Hopefully that explains that a little bit.
So you see, the legislature was approached by ALEA that this had been a problem and they just didn't have any statutory authority to address it?
That's what it was. And so they said that we can do the water patrol, but the way that this sport is that everything in the state statute is that you're towed with a rope behind a boat, which is like your skiing, your slalom, your tubing. But this is, you're not towed behind. You're actually surfing and you're free from the boat itself. You're just surfing the actual wake behind the boat. And obviously there is a huge sport, and a lot of the people in the legislature also have wake surfing boats or wake boarding boats. And by doing that, you know, the more weight you can put into the boat, the more of a wake that it casts behind your boat on these lakes. And the good thing is it's a great sport and people love it. And we've got, like I said, the world champion in my backyard. But the bad thing about it is if you get too close and people are uneducated about it, destroys these docks and the shoreline erosion, and people aren't having safety precautions, then it can really cause some major issues, not only for the property owners, but also for the people that are actually doing the sport. So this is the reason that we made it into the statute that we're able to do this. The progression of this bill has went through committee. It passed on the floor of the Senate. It went down to the House. And actually today it was through committee and passed committee. There was an amendment that I did place on the bill. And Margie Wilcox from South Alabama called with Representative Chip Brown and said, hey, we do have an issue with this bill. You know, you have a great distance here. It's been kind of an average from the different states that have already produced this bill. But we have rivers that are Alabama rivers, and the river width is more narrow than your 400-foot span. And so we ended up excluding the rivers from this particular bill to make sure that it dealt with just the lakes, because that is defined differently in state statute of a river and a lake.
How much of this was brought on by just property owners and destruction to private property? Because that seems to be one of the questions. It is just people concerned about their docks or their lake houses or whatever, and there has been real damage from wake surfing.
There has definitely been damage from wake surfing from property docks and from the shoreline, and so that's why we pushed that distance out to 200 feet. Georgia, Montana, Wisconsin, Colorado, Florida all have similar bills. Theirs are 300 feet away. By talking with ALEA, most of ours are reservoir lakes, so we had to make it a little bit closer. So that's why we chose 200 feet. But the origin of this bill truly came from ALEA, not from the property owners. I do not wake surf, but I love going on the lake. And obviously, I have a lot of people that are on the lake in my backyard. And so what we ended up doing is talking to the property owners, talking to ALEA, and they definitely have some issues with the wakeboarders that are there. And some of the language that some of the property owners, when they found out that I was doing this bill, said, we want to put this language in. But what that did was ban wakeboard surfing and wakeboard boats altogether. They did that up north at a particular lake, and real estate values dropped 23%. And you didn't want that to happen, obviously, on any of our lakes or any of our real estate throughout the state of Alabama. So that was why. What we're going to be working with the Water Patrol through ALEA is making sure that people know where on each lake that you're able to wakeboard and wake surf and versus where you're not able to. But a lot of this is just common sense. You can have to have a ballpark measurement when you're on that boat of about 200 feet from a structure or from the shoreline. And just being able to be careful and having enough respect for the people's property that's been on the lake and invested their money into their real estate and their docks, that you stay, you know, as far away as you can, but still give swimmers and paddleboarders a safety where they're not having to worry about the big waves that come onto the shoreline.
Joined by State Senator Garland Gudger here on the program. Senator, what is the enforcement mechanism here? Is there a punitive elements here for those that break this law? Talk about that aspect of it.
All right. Did you say the citations? I'm sorry, I'm driving.
Yeah, the citation. What happens if you're in violation of the law?
The first violation is $150. You're able to, they would give you a violation of that on your first offense. Your second offense would be $250 and the opportunity that you would have to go in front of a court and the judge would be able to pull your boating license for that calendar year. Now, before that happens, that is, before we talk more about that, that is state statute for all water patrol through our lakes in the state. So we kept that consistent with what was already on the books. Now, what I did is I don't think it's fair for people not to know this law, how it goes into effect, and how it's going to change where the people that are, using this sport currently, and they didn't know this law, and then get a citation on their first time that they get pulled over. So what we did was we put in there would be a one-year enactment of this law so that we would educate everyone, and there would be warnings by the Water Patrol through ALEA before we did any citations. The second part of that, there is a great amount of concern about how that looks as far as the first citation and the second, that it is a little overbearing on both of those. And so by the time that we hit session next year, we're going to have enough time to really look through those citations and that law to lower the citations on all of the different lakes and the water through that throughout the state of Alabama, because I think that's one of the reasons we wanted to have a warning for this first year.
Senator, do we have is the patrol, the law enforcement adequate enough to enforce something like this? Or maybe it's intended more to be a deterrent, but is this just kind of piling on here? Do we have enough means to enforce such a law?
Right now, the water patrol's out there anyway. What they can't do is enforce a law that's not on the books. And so since this is pretty much a new sport, we haven't had a law that they've been able to enforce. And so this gives them a tool in their tool belt that they're able to. Now, are we going to be hiring a lot more water patrol to be out there? No, we're not going to be doing more of that. But at least they are able to find people that aren't playing by the rules, being safe when they're doing the sport, and also respecting other people's property. And so this gives them a tool in their tool belt to be able to warn people for this first year, hey, we need to stay this far away from the shoreline or from structures in there. Currently, there is no laws on the books that they're able to even use, and so that's why we were able to do this, just so people stay safe.
Senator, real quick, we only got you here for about another minute and a half or so, but something completely unrelated. Your colleague, Senator Albritton, has got a gambling bill, package of bills. Do you have any sense of where are you on that, and what do you sense from your colleagues? Is there any appetite for that right now?
I figured this might come up a little bit. What happened was Senator Albritton's been talking about dropping those bills. He did. It actually passed through committee this past week. I believe it was a 10-1 vote. The only person that was voting against that was myself in committee. The reason being is that I had a crazy 2 days before that. I had about 3 people die in my life, and I was at funerals. I wasn't able to read the bill. And so, but it did pass 10-1, me being the only no voting committee. It's coming up on the floor, from what I understand, probably tomorrow in the Senate. I do think there is an appetite for that bill. I do think people in the state of Alabama want to see some type of lottery bill, whether that's the paper lottery or the casinos. And obviously, this is the all-encompass package of sports betting, of the casinos, and of the paper lottery all rolled into one bill like the Senate passed last year. I want to make sure that people understand if this bill passes the Senate, obviously, it still goes to the House for their committee report and their committee vote, and then has to go to the full vote of the floor in the House. If it passes there, then what that does is a constitutional amendment that goes to the people of the state of Alabama to vote on. And so it's not left up to the legislature. In the end, it would be voted on by the people of Alabama. So I want to make sure that I put that out there. I'm looking forward to the vote. I've done a little bit of research on it. I've got a little, few things I would like to change on the floor tomorrow if it comes up. But if those changes are adopted, then I will be voting for the bill to let the people of Alabama vote on this bill.
Senator, you've been very kind, especially on such short notice, but let's talk again soon.
I always appreciate allowing me to come on, Jeff. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. That was State Senator Garland Gudger there on the line. Let's get a break here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who drives the big rig.